This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, I hope you enjoyed a wonderful weekend with a few days off. And now we are in, so strap in and get ready for a wonderful night on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get into what all the other things we're going to be talking about, we are going to do Medal of Honor Tuesday since we weren't here to do Medal of Honor Monday last night. That's coming up 1 hour from now. I'm going to talk about the tension going on in the world and why we should feel very, very blessed right here in America right now. Absurdly blessed. We'll talk about that. Someone printed an article trashing the younger generation's work ethic. We'll have a discussion about that. Teachers' unions funding communists. Everybody's getting shot in Chicago. The right-wingers are having babies. The left-wingers are not. Someone found ancient tombs in Iraq. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before I get into any of that, I want to answer an email really quickly that it's talking about something that I had teased before. She said, "Hey, Bronco, big hands." I love her. "A while back, you mentioned you were writing a new chapter for your book. I may have missed the updates, but I'm wondering if it's still happening, has been shelved, or is already out. I'm looking forward to purchasing it," so on and so forth. Her name is Deanne. Okay, so before we get into the rest of the show, here's what was going to happen. I had it on my heart to write, not another book. I don't want to write another book. I'm not doing that again. I don't want to be book guy. I can't do it. I don't like writing. But there was a chapter that I kind of wanted to include in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, and I didn't. Just couldn't get the words out that I ended up doing. And I had told you on the show that I was going to send it out. I was going to find a way to get it to people for free. I'm not going to try to sell it or anything like that. I was just going to try to find a way. I don't know, maybe email something like that. Find a way to send it out to people so I could just give you a chapter. You know, that was in the works. Then, and I'm not dogging on them at all, I should have saw this coming. The publisher raise the stink about that. "Hey, you're adding an extra chapter to the book we published, and now you're giving it out for free. That you can't, contractually, you can't do that." Okay, well, that's not good. I need to figure out something else. Now, as sometimes happens, it expanded. It didn't shrink, it expanded. There is no longer an extra chapter coming. There's a little more than that. And it's not going to be an extra chapter. It's going to be kind of a all-encompassing thing. And my intention right now, just like before, is to just send it out to people for free. I am in the middle of editing it right now. I don't like this. I don't like that. It's not coming tomorrow, okay? It's way longer than I thought it was going to be. So I will keep you updated as I get it, and I still don't have, I'm sure it's probably going to be email. I'll find a way to get it out to everybody when I get it done. I wanted to keep you updated since I teased it and then just dropped you right on your face. So there you go. Now, I'm going to talk about the world right now. Some things that are happening in the world, and how blessed we are uniquely blessed we are as a country for specific reasons. But I know you can probably feel it right now. Everyone I talk to can feel it. I can feel it. I was dwelling on it yesterday. I was kind of chomping at the bit, restless at home. I was bored, wanted to come do my show. It feels like tensions are rising, right? Doesn't it feel like that? In a variety of different places, for a variety of different reasons, it feels like something or some things are about to pop, blow up in one way or another. You see what's happening in England right now. That's bad. You see what's happening in, well, I mean, let me clarify. It's bad. It might get spicy soon. Their government declared war on their own people and imported a bunch of rapists. And now the people are starting to get in the streets. There's riots. I don't know whether this is going to lead to a revolution. I don't have any idea, but I could see it. Couldn't you? You have countries like France arresting the right-wingers running for office, cooking up criminal charges and arresting them, just like they tried to do, well, just like they did to Donald Trump here. Communists arresting their political opponents so they can't take power. That's just Europe. Israel, Iran, this thing's not going away. Russia, Ukraine, us, China, India, trade wars. It feels like a lot. And right here at home, tensions are rising, are they not? They are. The backlash against foreigners, the tens of millions of foreigners who have flooded into this country, is not something that's going to go away. Donald Trump, he can't deport people fast enough to satisfy most people in the country. We want them gone now. And now every story where a foreigner harms an American or harms someone, the anger is palpably greater each and every time. And you see people saying, normies too, I'm sick of this. Get them out. Get them out. Sick of this crap. Get them out. You see the tensions rising. And one of the main drivers in this tension is people of Western civilization have separated from their government, separated from their institutions, and they now view their institutions, instead of a guiding light, they view their institutions as being the enemy of them, the enemy of their hopes and dreams, the enemy of their country. And that's a very, very dangerous place to be. And this is something we have discussed before, but historically, this is the most common thing in the world. A nation will establish itself, it will rise, it will become prosperous, it will create good, wonderful, safe existences for the citizens of that nation. And as the citizens get more and more comfortable, more and more prosperous, they tend to, this is not uniquely us, it's not uniquely modern, they tend to start to check out of their institutions. Ah, everything's fine. Oh, the government's fine. Education system's fine. I'm sure they're just learning reading, writing, and arithmetic. I don't have to get involved. Everything's fine. And as good people check out and ignore critical institutions, bad people fill them. It is a vacuum that is filled by evil people every single time throughout history. As you walk away from your school board, the communist savage in your area fills that vacuum, takes over the seats, and teaches your daughter to chop her breasts off. That's what happens when good people walk away. It's the most common thing in the world. And then when evil people conquer an institution, whatever institution it is, media, entertainment, whatever, again, pick your institution. As evil people conquer it, they'll loot it, destroy it. They will turn the institution into essentially a mafia family. Its existence is criminal, and it only exists to protect itself. Everything is about the family. So if you're in the FBI and you're a filthy communist who spent your time infiltrating the Catholic Church and arresting school board moms. You are in no way self-reflecting on the evil of that. Your only concern is the FBI, its continued existence, its continued strength. They become insular, evil, and corrupt. And as they become insular, evil, and corrupt, the people break away from them. The people sense it. The people see it. They break away from them. But then, and this is what's happening right now in most places in the world, then what happens is the coup de grace for countries. What happens is the institution, once the people have broken away from it, once they have walked away from it, it does not open up the books. It does not reform itself every single time. Well, almost every single time they double and triple down on the evil, corrupt things they've been doing, and they destroy it completely. You see this everywhere, except for here. Let's talk about that before we do. Corporate America took part in this, of course. Corporate America is still taking part in this. Corporate America was infiltrated and infected with all this cultural Marxist filth. And you wake up one day and find out your cell phone providers funding Black Lives Matter street animals as they rampage through the streets. And you wonder, what can I do about that? Well, you have to punish them. You have to hurt them by removing your money from them. If everybody did that, these corporations would bend the knee, and we're starting to see examples of that. Starting to see forcing them to change their ways. You want to force your cell phone company to stop being garbage? Switch to Pure Talk right now. They've never violated your values. They've never attacked your culture. They're out there supporting America, supporting veterans, providing you the exact same cell phone service for half the cost. Switch to Pure Talk. It takes 10 friggin' minutes. When you switch now, by the way, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we'll get to a bunch of those emails tonight. So we just brought up the tension in the world and the institutions that are all doubling down, tripling down on all the evil things they're doing. In the UK, looks like they're about to have a freaking revolution. And in response to that, they're arresting the people who are putting up British flags. Again, doubling down, tripling down, except for one. Here in the United States of America, I know our problems are seemingly endless, and I know in order to clean up this country, we have a mountain to climb. I know. But let's take a moment and acknowledge we are doing things here in the United States of America that nowhere else is doing in Western civilization. Nowhere else. Let's talk for a minute about our medical institution. That's an important institution, critically important. You know, as an American, you should be able to trust the Center for Disease Control. That should be just a building full of doctors and scientists, a bunch of smart nerds telling us, do we have to worry if something bad happens? If there's a virus here, what do we do? That's what it should be. But that's not what it was turned into. Again, over time, negligence, evil people filled it up, and this is what it became.
Right now in the United States, people should not be walking around with masks.
A lot of folks are hearing now about double masking, wearing two masks or trying to get one of those N95 medical grade masks. Do you believe that that's advisable and makes a difference?
You know, it likely does.
Stuff like this.
You really should, in an indoor setting, a congregate setting, be wearing masks. It's just the appropriate thing to do to protect yourself and your family.
Our data from the CDC today suggests, that vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Yeah, you get it. We've covered it before. Even Trump participated in it. Now, it's obvious to anybody. Trump was lied to by everyone around him. Pushed this ridiculous 15 days to slow the spread nonsense. And even recently, this was last week, came out, said,
despite COVID, which was a very unfortunate situation for the whole world, we did a great job with it. Never got the credit for the job we did. Operation Warp Speed, people say, is one of the greatest achievements ever in politics or in the military, because it was almost a military.
But change is coming. Even change in Trump's heart, speaking of Trump. This is a quote Donald Trump put out over the weekend. We are slowly but surely getting rid of the filth and maybe, just maybe, getting some trust back. This is what he said. It is very important that the drug companies justify the success of their various COVID drugs. Many people think they are a miracle that saved millions of lives. Others disagree. With the CDC being ripped apart over this question, I want the answer, and I want it now. They show me great numbers and the results, but don't seem to be showing them to many others. I want them to show them now to CDC and the public and clear up this mess one way or the other. I hope Operation Warp Speed was as brilliant as many say it was. If not, we all want to know about it and why. Now, I am, as you know, I'm an anti-COVID, anti-lockdown, anti-vaccine die-harder from the beginning. You know. And wherever you are on all that, you may take this a variety of different ways. Maybe right now you hear that and you say, well, that's not freaking enough. I couldn't even bury my father. That's not near enough. Jesse, that's not enough. My wife was injured by the vaccine. Jesse, that's not enough. My child was lost their ability to read, locked out of school. Jesse, that's not enough. You're right. I'm not arguing with you. You are 100% right. It's not enough. But it's a start. And it's more, that little bit right there. And this is one instance. This is one, you know, public health. I'm talking about public health here in America, which I don't even believe in that concept. But it's one thing in one institution. But name for me another institution in another country that's even given their people that. Name it for me. Let me go ahead and spoil it for you. You can't. Because things like that are not happening anywhere else in the free world. In the United States of America, and I got to give them credit, courtesy of the Trump administration and really the reformers he has put into place, this is the only place on the planet where the evil institutions who violated our trust are attempting to reform, change their ways, open the books. The only place that is happening is right here in the United States of America. And that should put a smile on your face. I have another little stat about that in a moment, and then we'll get off of this and move on to some other things. Before we do that, I'm not grateful for COVID or anything that happened during it, but there are some lights that shine in the darkness. COVID's the reason I got to know Chop. While your pediatrician was telling your son to jam his fifth needle in his arm, Chalk was telling you, take your stupid mask off and go outside and get some exercise. The anti-communists at Chalk, we found each other during COVID. I said, who are these guys? A corporation showing courage in the face of all these lies? That never happens. I find out how obsessed they are with natural herbal supplements, with keeping you away from the doctor's office, full of energy and focus, feeling good all the time, gosh, I wish I could give it to you how good I feel all the time. And I guess in a way I can. Go take some chalk. I take a male vitality stack. They have female vitality stacks. They have, try just some chalk lip powder if you're skeptical. Every morning, start out with a glass. You're about to feel so much better. C-H-O-Q. Chalk.com/Jesse. Chalk.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Tuesday, finishing up. I don't know why. I see all the chaos going on in the world right now and all the governments doubling down, tripling down on all the evil things. And the one exception I see to that is right here in the United States of America. And it makes me feel good. It does. I've been talking about health institutions. Remember this freak who was at the CDC and the Biden administration rolled him out when monkeypox came out and they tried to tell a bunch of straight people they should be worried about it and they rolled this dude up there? Good grief.
Sure. The confusion that exists, the misperceptions.
Yeah, so I think, you know, this virus transmits through very close skin-to-skin physical contact, often in the setting of sexual exposure. But there are other mechanisms for its transmission, including if you touch objects that individuals who've had monkeypox touch, or if you have prolonged exposure to respiratory droplets. With that said, signaling to people who are in the gay, bisexual, other men who have sex with men communities, and also transgender people who have sex with men, that it's really important to have awareness that it's circulating in the community is really a critical part of the messaging, while not generating,
I just want to point out that he's in the White House briefing room talking like this. Good grief, the founding fathers would have just handed the country back to the British.
Inordinate concern and really focusing on the infection as linked to an identity. So it's just an infection. It's not linked to an identity. It just happens.
No, it was. It was absolutely linked to an identity. And they stopped talking about it as soon as a child and a dog got it. It's linked to an identity. Of course it is. But that guy, he was part of the CDC. Gone now. Gone. Susan Monterez. Now, the administration has to own some of Susan Monterez since she was their pick in a month ago. They initially had somebody better, but remember, Republicans can be bought off too. Republicans like Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, who are completely owned by the pharmaceutical industry. Trump had a real reformer he was going to put in charge of the CDC. The big pharma GOP joined with the Democrats to stop him and instead put this woman in there.
What can we do to ensure that at steady state, not just in response to a pandemic, but at steady state, that we have an open and inclusive and a fully benefiting clinical trial network so that we can ensure that it's equitable, that it's accessible, that it is.
Yeah, filthy communist. She's gone now too. Fired. I got this one from Mike Benz. I want to give him credit. Percentage of employees fired. I know we have a long way to go, but percentage of employees fired. USAID, 100%. 10,000 people gone. Institute of Museum and Library Services, 100%. Gone. Consumer Finance Protection Bureau, 1,500. Gone. Agency for Global Media, 1,400, gone, 84%. AmeriCorps, 84%, gone. HUD, 83%, gone. SBA, Education Department, on and on. The FDA, on and on down the list. Is it enough? Of course it's not enough. There are still communists throughout our government burrowing themselves in, trying to bide their time so they can continue to worm their way through our country. No, it's not enough. Yes, we have a long way to go. Is that happening in Canada? Nope. Quite the opposite. Is it happening in Germany? No. UK? No. We are the only place in the world where reform has begun. And that should make you feel good. There's enough to feel bad about all the time, and Lord knows we're going to talk about some of that. That should make you feel good. Smile about that. Let's do some emails. Jesse, I loved your breakdown why the left wants to disarm us. The government wants a monopoly on force so they can hurt us. so simple and right on point. I never hear anyone but you on the right speak in these terms. The right has been weak and soft and pathetic for a very, very long time, because the right did not fully understand, and still doesn't in large part, did not fully understand what it was dealing with. It's critically important to understand what you're dealing with, who you're dealing with. And a good example of this, well, we've used this one recently when it comes to Russia-Ukraine. Donald Trump wants to make peace. Credit to him for it. Wants to make peace. Hey, let's make a deal. Let's make peace. You give up a little. I'll give up a little. Everyone makes peace. Everyone comes out okay. And for Donald Trump, he doesn't like people dying. He likes to make money. Everyone to make money. It only makes sense. Let's do a business deal. Stop killing people. But the reason he has been unable to make that happen is because he's dealing with people who have completely different motivations in life, completely different incentives in life. They're not hung up on money. You know, they don't want to do a deal. They want other things. The right has completely misunderstood the communists forever. One, we didn't call them communists. We kept using, well, they're liberals. They lean left. They're Democrats. No. No, they're communists. They're trying to burn down everything you love and care about. Until you come to that, I've talked to you about this before. Without that base of knowledge, that is your base of knowledge. That is your foundation. Unless you understand that about the America's communists, about the Democrat Party, you will never be able to fall down on the right side of any issue. Because you'll never understand what you're dealing with, and you'll always be caught off guard. The example of a boxer's footwork is the best one I can come up with, and I've used it so many times before. You can have the fastest hands, the best jab, great head movement. You can have all these things. If your foundation is off, you're out of balance, your footwork is off, none of the rest of it matters. You will always be off balance. You will always get knocked out. Your punch will never have any power at all, because the foundation is everything. It's not one aspect. Without it, you have no chance. None. Zero. I told you about my buddy Luis, who's a Gold Gloves boxer. When he first showed up to learn how to box, they didn't let him put on gloves or even hit a punching bag one time for weeks. They had him walking tape and things like that on the floor. No. You get your footwork down. Then everything else comes. Footwork, footwork, footwork. If you think you're dealing with somebody who, I've heard this line a million times in the GOP. We all just kind of want the same things. We just have a different idea of how to get there. If you believe that, you have no chance to deal with them. None. They'll eat you alive. When it comes to guns, the GOP always tried to sell it to the communists because they didn't fully understand and accept. No, they just want to hurt you. They just want to take every gun you have so they can kill you and beat you up, send their animals to your house, intimidate you. They don't want you to be able to defend yourself. They want to hurt you badly. They really, really want to hurt you. They're very violent people. But the GOP, that if you said that, well, even today, ooh, that's too far. Oh, I don't think that's right. No, it is right. And unless you understand that, you'll never win this Second Amendment argument. I mean, people say things like, well, not machine guns. We need common sense. Why? I think you should have machine guns. I think it should be perfectly legal. I think you should have RPGs, claymores, grenades. You know why? Because the government has them. That's why. And because I think the government is going to hurt you one day, or try to. And the entire history of the world proves me correct. I want a machine gun nest on my home. Ah, that's extreme. No, it's somebody who's read a history book and understands. No, it's not about hunting. It was never about hunting deer. It was always about hunting tyrants. And if you don't believe that, go read the Federalist Papers. The founders were quite clear on why you should own guns. It had nothing to do with somebody breaking in your home. It had everything to do with the government. Remember that. And remember to support widows and orphans. Remember that while we live our lives, go about normal life,
There are Gold Star families, fallen first responder families, and every day they wake up and it friggin' hurts. Because dad woke up, put on a uniform, got ambushed by some monster, and never came home again. Who helps those families when we forget? When you forget, when I forget. Tunnel to Towers does. Out there paying off their mortgages. If there's a catastrophically injured veteran, you lost his legs, Tunnel to Towers is there picking him up, building him a new home, a home made for him and his injuries. Go look up their charity rating. When you give to Tunnel to Towers, it goes where they say it's going to go. It's not one of these slush funds like so many nonprofits. $11 a month. T2T.org. T2T.org. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And I'm going to give you a warning now. I mean, maybe you'll cheer, maybe you'll cry. We're doing Medal of Honor Tuesday about 10 minutes from now. And the chances this one's going to go more than one segment are pretty strong. If you're banking on me getting right to the citation right when I open up the segment, you are going to be disappointed, as you probably often are when you listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. But this time, you're definitely going to be disappointed. I feel like talking about it. I'm nerding out on a book right now. So we are going to talk about that in just a few minutes, okay? Now, before we get to that, I mentioned violence. I mean, I got another one about the Second Amendment. This guy says, "Dear King Bronco of the Robes, you claim over and over again the communists and the government want to take our guns because we're vastly more armed than them. Wondering, does that factor in for drones, fighter planes, tanks? Feels like if they actually wanted to attack us, they could. Just wondering your opinion." We had drones and tanks and all kinds of things in Afghanistan. We had far superior technology in Vietnam. We had the superior fighting force in Vietnam. Having bigger bombs sure helps. Tanks helps. Drones helps. You cannot defeat citizens when you have 150 million of them armed. There is no army on the planet that could defeat that number of people in their home terrain. None. And the government knows this, by the way. If you talk to anyone in the government, at least military people, they know that would be an impossibility. You wouldn't get through Tennessee. You just wouldn't. You know, where I grew up in Montana, there are shooters like you can't possibly imagine. Because the whole place, Montana is so vast and it's sparsely populated with all these mountainous regions. There are shooting ranges there all over the place. And there are guys who will go out on the weekend and they'll clip you at 2,000 meters. 2,000. Pop. Imagine those guys in the mountains. How many? You can't do it. You can't. This is what they know. And remember, the communists know this as well. They're very, very violent people, and they want to put violence on their political opponents. It's always been a means to revolution for them, a means to an end. That's why, look, you know what? Great example. Tim Walz. There was some stupid internet rumor that Donald Trump was in poor health over the weekend. It was just a rumor. He's fine. But there was a dumb rumor. This is the governor of Minneapolis, or of Minnesota, Minneapolis, the governor of Minneapolis. Listen to just the desire for violence that's right there.
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. just saying, there will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
What's he saying there? You woke up, just like I did, hoping he was dead. And one day he's going to be dead. Did you hear boos in the crowd when he said it? The governor of Minnesota wishing for the death of the president of the United States of America.
How was it received?
You get up in the morning and you doom scroll through things. And although I will say this, the last few days you woke up thinking there might be news. Just saying. There will be news sometime. Just so you know, there will be news.
Remember who and what you're dealing with. Very violent, very evil people who believe in hurting people. They have sold this image of the flowery, bleeding heart liberal. Ah, oh, he's just too compassionate for his own good. She's just so nice that she's naive. Don't ever buy into that. Ever. Make sure you buy into gold, though. Did you see what happened today? You look at the gold prices today. If you had called Gold Co. when I told you first about it, you would have been reaping the benefits of today. Gold is up for a reason. Nations, they're buying up all the gold they can get their hands on for a reason. Governments like China know. They know about upheaval. They know that gold, the more you own of it, the less risky you are. The less chance you have at waking up one day and finding your 401k zeroed out. Let Gold Co. handle it. Let them get some in your retirement. Get some physical gold and silver. By the way, you know you might qualify for bonus silver? You probably do. Free silver. No catches either. Call Gold Co. 855-817-GOLD. I trusted them with my money. 855-817-GOLD. Or if you're an internet person, go to jessielikesgold.com. All right? All right. Jesse, I was listening to Tuesday's show. You mentioned having two pairs of cowboy boots. I always wanted to get some, but I'm already 6'5", and boots add at least another inch. Are you over 6'9 in your boots? I am. I'm enormous in my cowboy boots. By the way, you know what happened to me over the weekend? This is amazing. The boys were out doing something. I don't know. I don't really pay attention anymore. But Ab and I went to the grocery store, my favorite place in the world. She tried to resist and say she didn't want me there, but I took that as just her kidding around. She says, I buy stuff we don't need. Anyway, we're in the aisle. We're in the sauce aisle, the condiments, sauces, hot sauces. And this lady, she was a little off. This lady in the sauce aisle, happens to me all the time in the grocery store, comes up and she says, excuse me, would you mind grabbing this for me off the top shelf? It was one of the sauces. And I always say yes, right? I mean, God created this for a reason so I could serve others. Anyway, I said yes. I walk over and I wasn't sure which sauce she was pointing to. And so I pointed to one and I said, this one, ma'am? And she says, I kid you not, on my life, she says, no, if it was that one, I would have got it myself. It's a good thing for her Ob didn't hear. I just burst out laughing. I wasn't even mad. Again, I'm not sure she was rude. I think she was off. Yeah, maybe direct, Chris. Maybe direct is a great way to put it. I said, okay, well, which one is it then, ma'am? Oh, the yellow one. Okay, good to go. Good to go. No, if it was that one, I'd have gotten it, you big moron. All right, here's your final warning. If you only want me to talk about politics all night, you might want to change the channel for just a little bit. I'm not going to do an hour or anything like that, but Medal of Honor Monday, we have, I think it's been confirmed. I guess you can argue what most decorated means. The most decorated soldier from the Vietnam War. I believe most decorated of any branch from the Vietnam War. He not only earned a Medal of Honor, he was nominated for two others. This dude did five tours of duty. Would you like to learn about him? Little background, what he did? Honor a hero? We'll do that. Next.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth
and help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.